official home of the Scissors is KDY.
And welcome to West Plains High School. It's a special night. It's pink out night. A big crowd is here. A lot of pink all over the place as we raise money in the fight against cancer. And the Lady Scissors have raised, since they had their very first one of these, a total of over $160,000 in the battle against cancer. Great job again this year. We'll find out at halftime just how successful this year's fundraising was. Meanwhile, we have a basketball game, and it's the Lady Scissors against Parkview Lady Vikings. Two teams going in opposite directions for sure. West Plains is 16-5 on the year, and these teams have played once already. Parkview is 0-19. The Lady Scissors beat them by 55 points earlier this season. And so the Vikings' luck has not changed since then. They're still looking for their first win of the season. The starting lineups for this basketball game, and we'll go over them here as we get started. At halftime, we're going to have an extended halftime tonight with special activities going on. So we'll have a halftime guest tonight, which is a real rarity. Tip bump at West Plains, this basketball game underway. In the left corner, a shot for a three to start it is no good. Tipped out by Liz Joyner, picked up by Parkview. And we'll pick up the starting five for each team here as play progresses. Parkview with the ball, West Plains in their matchup zone defense, right point pass to the high post. They'll back it up. No shot available. They'll move it to Brooklyn Haynes, who's a sophomore now. Steele in the corner. And it's going to be out of bounds off of Parkview, and so a turnover on the Lady Vikings. Parkview starting five, Dee Dee Daly, a freshman, 5'8 freshman. Brooklyn Haynes, a 5'6 sophomore. Brooklyn Maston, 5'8 senior. Austin Hall, 5'4 senior. And Sierra Clark, a 5'8 senior. That's the 5-4 Parkview. Alyssa Joyner in the middle, turns, faces, score. Alyssa's first basket and first of the ball game. Full court pressure by West Plains. This is where Parkview is really going to have a problem. If they break the press, they'll attack the basket and reach in. Foul be called on Olivia Lawson for West Plains. Nope. It's going to be on Miley Adams on the reach in foul. Parkview ball from underneath. They'll lob it out to the point and shoot a quick three. It's in the air, in and out. Pulled down on the rebound for West Plains by Lucy Hafer. Alyssa Joyner, Olivia Lawson, Lucy Hafer, Miley Adams. And Zoe Scharnhorst is in the starting lineup tonight. Ball nearly, and it is thrown away. West Plains with a turnover in their front court. So both teams with one early turnover, 2-0 West Plains with 6:30 to play in the first quarter. In the right corner, back on the right wing, Parkview, and the Kelly Green with gold. Bounce pass inside, bad pass. Going to be picked off by West Plains again. Lucy Hafer comes away with it. Olivia Lawson out front on the right side. Zoe Scharnhorst. Inside they go, and the ball is tipped away and stolen. West Plains with two turnovers and three trips. Parkview nearly throws the ball away in the front court. Down the key, they'll bounce it to the right corner. Daly to the right side for a three, and the shot will hit the rim twice and come off to Alyssa Joyner. Alyssa Joyner, who Monday night became only the sixth player ever to score 1,500 or more points. And she hit that mark against Waynesville on Monday. She has it in the low block, double team, dishes across. Olivia Lawson drives, lays it up, and missed it. Tipped out of bounds off West Plains. So So a slow start for both teams. 2-0 score, 5:22 to go in the first. Up the right side, Austin Hall now in the front court. Bounce pass up ahead, and shot blocked from behind, but a foul will be called on West Plains. That'll be on Miley Adams. She's got two quick ones, so that'll get her a ticket to the bench. Coming in for her will be Zoe Shrub. Zoe, a 5'5 sophomore in the lineup now. The inbound play at the free throw line. Catch and shoot off the backboard, no good. Rebound put back off the side of the board, no good by Parkview's Brooklyn Maston. Now West Plains back, high post. One bounce, triple team in the middle. Alyssa puts it up, no good, but she got fouled on the play. They are collapsing. They're going to give up that outside shot to try and help out inside on Alyssa Joyner, and they don't really have anyone from the height standpoint that can guard her inside. First foul of the ball game on Dee Daly. And the first free throw for Alyssa Joyner was good. Her second attempt is also good. Alyssa 4, Parkview nothing. Up the right side, Maston crosses over, kicks it on the wing. Fumble pass, he'll get it out now. Maston on the left point to the right point. We'll move it to Austin Hall, a 5'4 senior. She'll dribble to the baseline, bounce it back to Dee Dee Daly. Now she'll give it back in the corner to Brooklyn Maston. Now on the wing, a three is launched. That's off the mark, an air ball picked up by Olivia Lawson. 4.5 to go first quarter, 4-0 West Plains. Alyssa Joyner turns, left elbow, pull-up shot is good. Nice shot from 16 feet. Alyssa Joyner has 6. Ball knocked out of bounds in the backcourt. It'll stay with Parkview. 4:17 left in the first quarter. Parkview brings the ball up, splits the double team on the press, and the foul will be called. That'll be on number one, Zoe Scharnhorst. Team foul 3 on West Plains. I see her grandpa, Wayne Scharnhorst, down here in his usual seat on the aisle. Bounce pass across, stolen. Alyssa Joyner up with it. Cross court pass, gets it ahead. Olivia Lawson spins in the middle, turns, faces, scores. So two seniors have all the points. Now steal the backcourt. 2-on-1 break, bounce it across. Layup block, picked up. Olivia Lawson puts it up and in. This is Parkview's nightmare right here. 9-0. Blocking foul on the side, and that'll be on Alyssa Joyner, probably, from her reaction. It's on 22. That would be Alyssa Joyner, her first foul, team foul number 4. In the right corner, Daly has it back out on the side at the right point. They'll move it to the other side with Austin Hall. She keeps the dribble to the high post. Spin to the middle, down the lane, a turnaround shot. Good move, but a missed shot that time by Brooklyn Maston. And West Plains back with it up the right side with Lucy Hafer. At the left point, inside, wide open inside, up in the middle, and good by Alyssa Joyner. Well, she has 8. Timeout will be called with 3:14 to go, first quarter. And a 30-second timeout with a score of the Zizzers 12. The Vikings zip back in 30 seconds on Katie White.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country Katie White.
First time they played, West Plains won by 55. They have a 12-0 lead here with 3:14 to go and the clock running first quarter. And now steal on the press. Loose ball picked up, though, at midcourt by Parkview. Now another steal, and we'll have a tie-up. Jump ball, it'll be Parkview basketball. That was a quick tie-up right there. But it'll stay with Parkview. Front court, left corner, Dee Dee Daly. Pressured in the corner by Lucy Hafer. She's double-teamed now. Back out to the point. Ball tipped away and stolen. Turnover, Olivia Lawson. Coast to that coast. Good. Another foul is going to be called in the backcourt, and that'll be on Zoe Scharnhorst. She picks up her second foul. Well, that's 15 fouls. Why aren't they shooting the one and one? Well, actually shooting the bonus. There you go. And so we'll shoot two shots, 2:38 to play. In the first quarter, Parkview with a chance to break the goose egg here. Brooklyn Maston will be the shooter. Her first try is no good. Next try is good. So Parkview gets on the board. Brooklyn Maston makes one out of two. 14-1. Parkview back to their zone. Alyssa goes between the defense, drives in all the way, and lays it up and good. 10 points in the first quarter for Alyssa Joyner. It's 16-1, and another Regent foul in the backcourt on West Plains. So two more shots at the other end. Again, it'll be Brooklyn Maston shooting. First foul on Olivia Lawson for West Plains. First try is good. 2:17 to go in the first quarter. So we have played 5 minutes, 43 seconds. Next free throw is good. And Parkview is still looking for their first field goal. It is 16-3 with those two makes. Three out of four from the line for Brooklyn Maston. Lucy Hafer in the front court directs traffic. Throws it over the top. Tough catch. Good catch, though. Back to Lucy in the corner. She passes up the shot. Shot from the right wing for a three. It's too hard. Rebounds. Free throw line. Alyssa Joyner puts it up and good. Long rebound came right to her. It's 18-3. 1:50 left in the quarter and a ball stolen at midcourt. Lucy Hafer takes it all the way in, gets fouled, and, oh, they're going to call a charge on that. Wow. So Lucy Hafer on a charging foul after the turnover. Tonight's game being streamed on YouTube, on Facebook, and OzarkRadioNews.com, annual Pink Out game. Lady Zizzers in their Pink Out outfits. Dribbled through by Maston. Loose basketball. Got it back. Goes up with the shot. Good work by her, but she couldn't finish. Rebound, Lucy Hafer. Up the right sideline, Olivia Lawson. Crosses over. Lost the basketball. There's going to be a turnover on West Plains. And Parkview comes away with it. In the right corner. Open shot. Here's a three. That's an air ball on the weak side. Olivia Lawson has it. Down to a minute, eight and counting in the first quarter. First quarter is zipped right on by. At the right point, to the right corner, Lucy Hafer. They're going to let her shoot it. She ought to just shoot it. There she is. In the corner, shoots the three. No good. Rebound comes right back toward her, and it's picked up by Austin Hall. Down the lane all the way. Puts up the shot. No good. Blocking foul being called, though, as she ran into Lucy Hafer. And that's two fouls on Lucy. West Plains has eight fouls here in the first quarter. One on Parkview. Austin Hall is a 5'4 senior guard. Her first free throw, no good. Lucy Hafer will come out of the West Plains lineup. Ashley Colton will come in for her. Free throw, second try, good. 18-4, 45 seconds left. Front court right side to the right corner. Now at the left point, Olivia Lawson. Over the top to the right corner, back over to Olivia. The ball tipped away, picked back up again by West Plains. Ashley Colton in the corner, nearly thrown away. Hook pass out to the right point. Open shot for a three is in the air. No good. And the rebound rebounded by Ashley Colton. Her shot blocked from behind. 20 seconds left. Parkview back with it from left to right. On the radio, right to left on your TV. Here's a shot from the left point. No good. Ball comes long. Ash, and it's Alyssa Joyner with it with 8 seconds to play in the quarter. On the right side, Alyssa, we're down to 2 seconds. You got to shoot it. There it is from the corner for three. It's a horn, no good. Ashley Colton took a crack at it. That's the end of the first quarter. West Plains 18, Parkview 4. Back in a minute on KDY.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
We're just underway in the second quarter. West Plains at Pink Out Night leads Parkview 18-4. West Plains with a possession to start the second quarter. Ball tipped out of bounds. And it'll be West Plains basketball from underneath on the right side. Here's the inbound play. Bounce pass in. The catch and shot off the glass. Good by Olivia Lawson. She has 8 points. She has 8. Scoreboard says she has 6. That's wrong. And a foul is called on Zoe Scharnhorst. That's her third foul, so she has to go out of the ballgame. First foul of quarter two, though. Bounce pass left side to left corner. Now to the left point. Here's a shot for three, and that's good. Austin Hall with the first field goal of the night for Parkview. That makes it 20-7. Alyssa Joyner and Olivia Lawson scored all the points for West Plains. Left side in the corner. Down low, ball stripped away. Loose basketball is going to be picked up by West Plains. Over the top to the right point. Now three is launched and good. Zoe Shrub with her first basket of the game. It's a three, and West Plains up 23-7. And now foul the front court up the left sideline, and that'll go against, I think, Cameron Brill. Now the West Plains line up. We'll get a sub or two coming in the ballgame for Parkview. Cameron Brill, a 5'7 sophomore, is out there with Miley Adams, Zoe Shrub, Olivia Lawson, and Alyssa Joyner. Parkview will sub out here. Sierra Clark, their 5'8 post player. She will come out of the lineup. I don't know what we're waiting on. I guess we're ready now. Let's go, people. While we're young. And Parkview finally inbounds the basketball. Parkview on offense. Top of the circle. Gets the ball over to Maston, cutting in the middle hall. Inside-out pass from 15 feet. Jumper good. Good play. Finished by Brooklyn Haynes, a sophomore with her first basket. West Plains on offense in the right corner. In the left corner, they move it against the zone. And now lost basketball turned over. West Plains has turned it over 4 times. And now a reach-in foul at the other end of the floor, and that'll be on Miley Adams. That'll be her third foul. So two players with three for West Plains. And Lucy Hafer will check back in with her two fouls. West Plains has Miley Adams and Zoe Scharnhorst with three apiece. Lucy Hafer comes back in the game. She has two. Inbound play out front. D.D. Daly on the left side. Pass to Hall in the corner. Tipped away. Good play inside. In the ball game for Parkview, Rachel LaVille, a 5'8 freshman. Inbound play, lob way back. That's going to be stolen. West Plains takes it away. And a foul before the shot after the turnover. That'll be on Austin Hall from Parkview, and that'll be your first foul. Inbound play, caught in the middle by Alyssa Joyner. Up strong inside. No good, but foul. She will go to the free throw line. First foul call on Rachel LaVille. First free throw, no good. Alyssa Joyner, been dominant so far. Got 12 points in the first half. Next try is good. 24-9. West Plains in the backcourt with their pressure. They'll bring it up. They being Parkview with Brooklyn Maston up ahead. Pass across. Great hustle down the floor. Alyssa Joyner got back and deflected a cross-court pass. Saved an easy basket. 5:40 to go in the first half. Here's the inbound play in the corner. A catch and shoot. It's an air ball picked up by Olivia Lawson. Back with a two-on-one break the other way. Bouncing across. Good pass. Layup is good. She put that in the perfect spot. Just be picked up and laid in. And Zoe Shrub has her second field goal. She has 5 points. 26-9. In the front court, and now a bump foul. That'll be on Lucy Hayford. That'll be her third foul. Whole lot of fouling going on, at least at the West Plains end. That's 11 fouls on West Plains. Parkview has two. Make that three. They have three. 26-9 with 5:20 to go in the half. Austin Hall. Bounce pass up to Daly in the corner. She'll chase it down. Back out to the point. LaVille will get it to Austin Hall. Bounce pass in the corner. Daly with an open shot from 15. No good. Rebound comes off the West Plains. And Cameron Brill has it up the right sideline. Pass goes up ahead to Olivia Lawson. On the right side. We can shoot threes all night. They're not guarding the three-point line. Here's the three by Olivia, and no good. Hall comes back for Parkview. Down the key. They'll double-team the ball. Lean-in shot by Maston is no good. Tipped out, picked up by Lucy Hayford. She'll be fouled in the backcourt by Brooklyn Haynes. That'll be her first foul. No one for Parkview has more than one. Lucy Hayford will come out of the basketball game now. Now in the front court, West Plains against that Parkview matchup zone, which is dedicated to trying to keep the ball away from Alyssa Joyner. Three from the wing is an air ball. Tipped back and saved in bounds. Alyssa Joyner hustles after it and gets it. Now throws it away. Daly out front. Hall dribbles in, penetrates, bounces to the right baseline. Again, to Clark, now back out front, back on the right wing, back to the point. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Daly gets it back to Hall. Austin Hall on the left side. She has the ball in her hands a lot. To the right corner. Sierra Clark, freshman, tied up. And it'll be West Plains basketball. So we get a timeout with 3:42 to go in the first half. West Plains is up by a score of 26-9. And we're back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Back to the court and Scissor basketball on Hot Country KDY.
After the timeout, West Plains will have it in the backcourt. 3:42 to go in the half, 26-9 West Plains. Parkview basketball on the baseline underneath their own basket. Inbound, left elbow, catch and shoot, no good. Melissa Joyner gets the rebound, she's tied up. Nope, she'll be fouled. Now, they may have called that foul on Melissa Joyner, and they did. Holy cow. She got the rebound and turned with the ball in her hands, and they call her for throwing an elbow. You've got to be kidding me. Oh, well, Parkview ball, that pass, turned over. Melissa has it up the right side, Olivia lost it. 3-on-2 break, that's pass cross. Stop, shot off the board, no good. Foul will be called on Parkview. The foul was on Austin Hall, her second foul. The official that made that last foul on Alyssa Joyner is explaining it to Scott Womack. I'd love to have heard that. First free throw is good. Miley Adams at the line. She's in the book with her first point of the night. 27-9. And next one, no good. Rebound, Alyssa Joyner. One bounce, turns, faces, shoots too hard. Rebound to the weak side. Lavelle has it. Lost it, picked up now by Mastin up the left side. Four part view. Bounce pass, baseline. Great pass. Play it. Won't go, though, on the left side. It's about 5 feet. Alyssa Joyner with another rebound. 1,500 points is a lot of points. That's how many, at least 1,500 now for Alyssa Joyner. The right corner, here's a three. Launched and good. Zoe Shrub has two threes and 8 points. Baseline, ball passed to the corner. Loose, and we got another foul call. Good grief. Two players just going for the ball. Olivia Lawson. Call for the foul. These guys must be getting paid by the foul. All right, now they reverse it. Well, they said 13. Actually, it was Rachel Lavelle who got called for the foul for Parkview. And it still wasn't much of a foul either way. Free throw try for Cameron Brill. The first one is good. Melissa Joyner and Olivia Lawson scored all the points in the first quarter here in the second. There's another one good by Cameron Brill in the second quarter. Everybody else has scored 11 points, aside from those two seniors. Bounce pass to the corner, loose, out of bounds, bad pass, thrown away. And Parkview turns it over for the 10th time tonight. Alyssa on the inbound play. Nope, we're going to get timeout. Instead, with 2:34 to go in the first half with the score, West Plains 32. And Parkview 9, back in 30 seconds on KDY.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
West Plains playing Parkview and girls basketball tonight. Tomorrow night, the boys will play at Springfield. We'll have that game here on KDY. West Plains on offense with 2:25 to go. Their lead right now is 23 points. Alley-oop, backside, too high, saved by Alyssa Joyner. Now back it goes on the wing, Olivia Lawson. Alyssa to the right point. Zoe Shrub fakes, kicks it to the left corner. Wide open, Cameron Brill for two. No good. We'll get it. Naturally, we have to have a foul. It's been 30 seconds since we had one. And And a pushing foul. Julia Willard in the ball game for West Plains, and she gets called for the foul. Julia, 5'6", sophomore. Bunch of sophomores on this West Plains team. Two shots for Parkview. First try is no good by Rachel LaVille. .209 left in the first half. 32-9. We're going to have an extended halftime tonight. Next try, no good. Takeout activities. We'll have a little auction, too. So in that extended time, we'll see if we can get Rick Razor up here on the radio talking about upcoming events. Here's a pass inside, low block, layup. Good by Alyssa Joyner, and she got fouled on the play. That gives her 15 points tonight, and the foul will be on the push by Dee Dee Daly, who picks up her second foul. Julia Willard comes out of the lineup. And now back to play, 35-9. Shot from the left point, up, no good. Ball comes off, tied up, picked up, though, by Olivia Lawson. Olivia outside right side. Ball pass to the high post to the right corner. Alyssa for a three, and it's good. Well, she'll get to shoot that more often probably at College of the Ozarks. 6 points for her in the quarter. Ball tipped out of bounds at the West Plains defensive end. It'll stay with Parkview with 109 to go in the half, 38-9. Lot pass over the top. Underneath, open. Ball lost, turned over. Ball was just dropped. Two-on-three break. Fake pass, layup by Olivia, no good. Rebounded, though, by Alyssa. She puts it up, and good. Foul the play. The basket counts. Oh, now they're going to say no basket. Well, if I was that underneath official, I'd be kind of hacked. The outside official, they called that play, called the foul, counted the basket, and then the outside official came rushing in and said, oh, no. Sierra Clark with the foul for Parkview. So it should be two shots. So obviously, these guys haven't worked together very much. First free throw is no good by Alyssa. Next try is good. Alyssa will come out with a minute to go in the half. She has 19 points. Shot from the left side. Up and good. Nice shot that time by Brooklyn Maston. Three field goals for Parkview in the half. Two of them were from the three-point line. 43 seconds to go in the first half. 39-12. Now three from the right side. It's good again. Zoe Schrock feeling it tonight. Three is in the quarter. She has 12 points in the quarter. Right side, an open three is short. Rebound picked up by West Plains, and they throw the ball out of bounds. Delaney Wayholm is in the ball game. She is a 5'11 freshman. Left corner on the inbound. Off the side to iron, no good. Olivia Lawson with it. 17 seconds to go in the half. 42-12. West Plains beat this team earlier this year by 55 points. West Plains ball with five. On the right side, Olivia's got a wide open three. She steps into it, missed it badly, and the ball goes to the corner. That's the end of the first half. So West Plains has built a 30-point lead at the break with the score. The Lady Zizzers are up 42-12. And we've got a very special halftime guest coming up in just 2 minutes on KDY.